Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and it's time for the Executive Spotlight. I'm blessed to have someone who's changing my life by building my brand, Anish Lal. He is the founder of Wishly Group, who actually represents me, but even more importantly, he's known, which has attracted me to him, as the Jerry Maguire of LinkedIn. From Jerry Maguire to Jerry Maguire, welcome to Office Hours.
I appreciate you having me. I still can't believe this is happening.
This is so good. Well, I think that LinkedIn, when it comes to especially corporate executives that are also influential with their brands, that LinkedIn is the greatest investment and secret to building a community and a brand. How do you see LinkedIn comparatively to TikTok, of course, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, etc.?
Yeah, the reality is there's a big preconceived notion towards LinkedIn that it's just for job hunters. And the reality is it's evolved so much, especially during COVID the last 5 years. You have all these professionals that are on there that are trying to get better at their craft. How do I become a better leader? How do I become a better marketer, a salesperson? So when you see the type of audience that's on LinkedIn, it's not just your job hunters. You've got executives on there. You have CROs. You have VPs of all sorts of different functions who have buying power. There's way less trolls compared to the other. Brand safety is all-time high. So not only do these people earn a lot of money for personal purchases, they run the purchasing power for giant companies like Microsoft and LinkedIn and all these other B2B organizations. So definitely lots of opportunity and a lot of keeners on there who want to get better at what their craft is. And that's why we've seen the boom in creator relations on LinkedIn.
And applying the Jerry Maguire brand to yourself, I'm always curious, being the CEO of Lee Steinberg for those years with Lee, I realized the power of the message of Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
The sports was a backdrop, but the message of Jerry Maguire. So I was curious, when people call you the Jerry Maguire of LinkedIn, what does that message really mean to you more than, you know, an agent?
Yeah, there's transactional thinking and transformative thinking. And I think you and I bonded over this when we first met. You have that abundance mindset to make sure we're not just signing up for any deal. We need to make sure that the deals make sense. They're authentic. They play into what the creator is known for, but also what the brand is looking to get done. I could easily sign, if I've brought in millions of dollars, like let's call it $10 million for our creators, I've turned down 40.
Yeah. Right?
The reality is the deals need to fit. In our space, especially on LinkedIn, less is more. You want to think, how do I go deep with four or five brands strategically versus signing 20 deals in a month and just coming across as a walking billboard? So that piece, I think, is the Jerry Maguire piece, where you're like, you know that scene at the end of the movie with Cuba and Jerry Maguire hugging, and he's like, we made it. You got the Kwan.
Yes.
All those things. It's so much more than money, right? Then that piece, I've taken that seriously from day one, and it's been a big part why we've grown the way that we have at Wishly Group. It is more than just the transactions, 100%.
And beyond being selective in alignment with values with companies and the people you represent, and I'm proud to be one of them, is something beyond that which I've worked on. And I think what attracts me to LinkedIn especially is the curation of a community. Mm-hmm. A lot of people won't participate in LinkedIn because it's so expensive. So it has so many protections.
Yep.
And for me, that's why I love LinkedIn, is you get what you pay for. And look, there's places that do stuff for free, but there's places to invest your money. And the people who are investing their money to utilize LinkedIn are also the ones that will invest in the people aligned with making them more money. For you, what's the biggest misnomer of LinkedIn when you're talking to people going, hey, we really should work our LinkedIn community more than maybe a TikTok community, determined upon your brand?
Yeah, everyone thinks that the number of people matter as much as those who are in it. I think that's a big thing. Like when you've got 500,000 followers on TikTok, I can almost guarantee the volume of revenue for a B2B professional coming from that audience probably is not as high as even a community of 50,000 on LinkedIn. The reality is the purchasing power, the those who show up, the professionalism, all those types of things. LinkedIn is so much more than just the numbers game or number of followers. You've got a depth and quality that you cannot find on any other platform.
Yeah, and you can. And it's so interesting because I am on all the platforms.
Right.
And I have a big following, not a huge, but a very curated community. Could be up to 1 million on TikTok, 600,000 or 700,000 on Instagram. And then, of course, you get to the other ones. Mm-hmm. What was interesting, and I coach so many people on this, is that I can do a video that gets up to 4 million views. Right. And everyone's excited about that, including my wife, by the way. And I'm not. I'm excited that people are aware of me.
Right.
I like, and you've been with me before, when someone's like, hey, I love your video, or you helped change my life, a waiter, someone working at the airport. Those mean the most to me. But where the real money is made and why your services and your value are so important is that I am curating content that only a few people will understand on purpose. Mm-hmm. And I'm posting it on LinkedIn because I know that the 400 views of my audience on that video, I want to pay attention to the 400 people that are liking it or commenting on it. Not 4 million, because all it takes, like you said, is four big company executives that believe in your message and will put the fuel behind your message in order to create a huge return on investment.
Right. Right. And that's what the whole business is predicated on. These B2B deals that get you in front of the right audiences. And because there's so much more technology on LinkedIn that helps you identify who's looking at your profile, where do they work, all those types of things, that allows you to be strategic in ways that we just have not been able to do on other channels yet. So big fan for LinkedIn.
All right. We're going to go to the Jerry Maguire side of the agentry side of representing people. One of the biggest things that I found, especially in our space, is that there's a lot of hot air. There's a lot of people making promises that they can't deliver. Yep. But even more important, people are relying on book agents, on different influencer agents, on talent agents, on speakers bureaus. And there's a bunch of hot smoke because in the end, those people don't believe in their clients. And so when they're talking to somebody, it comes across immediately that the only reason they're talking is to take an order, and the message and the essence and the brand means nothing to those individuals. And that's what makes the difference. That's what Jerry Maguire was about.
Right.
Right. Jerry Maguire could have all those clients, but he believed in Tidwell, right? He believed in him. Yeah. And I see the same thing about Wishly Group. You believe in, you want to know, not just, hey, I can make money off of David Meltzer, but I want the mission to lead and the commissions will follow. How important is it for you to get to know the clients and believe in them, even if they're huge, before you represent them?
Yeah, honestly, we have a whole framework that we use to acquire and bring on talent. And we only bring on talent that's been referred by somebody else. So even for yourself, I had one of my existing Wishly Group folks tell me I should come to the mastermind where we met, right? So this referral-based system allows me to know that people have already got into the ecosystem. They want to protect it as well. All it takes is one to poison the well, right? So when we get to know our creators, we are trying to figure out what's their mission? What's their value? Do they have an abundance mindset? That's a big one for us. And I think something you and I hit off on right away, how do we give more than we get? And if I talk to a creator and they're like, Anish, I want, like, how much was the percentage? And then how many more deals am I going to get? And what's the return? On our first conversation, you don't want to get to know me, my values, how I assess the brands, none of that. That tells me a lot right away. And I'm really, really blessed. Like, there's so many of our creators. Like, we have 25 now, but I've met lots of these creators' families. I've met parents. I've had creators come and tell me, hey, Anish, you made us so much last year. I got to retire my parents. That type of story is far more than I signed a big deal with brand whatever, right? They were chasing that goal to retire their parents. That's an abundance mindset type of thing, right?
I love it.
And if I could be a small part of that journey, like, that's what we're looking for.
And I'm looking for the same thing because I am on a mission to empower over a billion people to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. And instantly, I've been hit up by a lot of people to do what you do, and none of them have ever interested me because they, on the other side, all they talked about was how much money they could make me.
Right.
They didn't talk about what was my mission, the content that I created, understanding the spheres of influence that I have, the relationship capital that we can utilize in order to create transformation together.
Right.
And it doesn't happen alone. And so last question when it comes to partnerships, because we have a partnership, you and I, and I believe in everything the Wishly Group does. I believe in you, and I do believe you are the Jerry Maguire of LinkedIn. What values do you look for in a partner beyond the obvious abundance? But is there a certain value that you look for and say, beyond having an abundant mindset, here's the characteristics or values that this person has, they'll be a good fit?
Yeah, we have a 3C framework that we use. The big one, first one, is credibility. So a lot of people don't know this, but I've personally closed over $50 million in media sales. So when I used to work at companies like Pinterest and Coca-Cola and things of that nature. So when I'm actually on talking to sales influencer, for example, and I ask them to go deep on their methodology as a sales creator, and they're like, I'm like, okay, you might miss the first C, which is credibility. Right.
Yeah.
Like, how deep can you go? And then the marketing, you know, having worked with some of the biggest marketing teams in the world, you know, brands like Home Depot, PetSmart, Cartier, Nintendo, I have a sense of how marketers think and what they're looking for. And even the marketing creators, I'm like, what are you trying to go for here? And again, if they start stalling, I can tell that you're just copy and pasting creator. You don't have the depth for the credibility side. The second one, which is very important to me, is character. You know, we've all been on stages and networking events, and, you know, I like to see, how are you after a couple of drinks in public when no one's watching and the cameras are off? Do you treat the waiter with respect? Do you treat other people with respect? Are you doing, you know, things that are above board? And unfortunately, there are folks who, they're great on stage, they're very credible, but when the cameras are off, I don't see the character of that abundance giving mindset. So that's the second one, character. The third one, you need to have it if you're an influencer, is charisma. Do you have the ability to garner attention and retain attention? That's where real influence comes from. And that's the piece where you can use data and metrics and track records to figure that one out. But it's a combination of those three things that help us know if you're wishly material or not.
Well, now I know the test that I passed in order to be here today. I am proud to be a member of Wishly Group. I am also proud to work with the Jerry Maguire of LinkedIn. He is an amazing friend. He is going to help me help other people make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Anish Lal, I can't wait to see what you do next. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
This is David Meltzer with the Executive Spotlight here on Office Hours.